This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. A week ago, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley stood as a hero to that part of the world unwilling to concede President Trump's loss in the 2020 election. Today, he's lost the backing of his most prominent mentor and political donors. But as KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports, the Republican still maintains hardcore support from some corners.
Josh Hawley built his political career around defiance to the mainstream, and that's what he said leading into last week's doomed attempt to toss aside some electoral college votes for Joe Biden.
Somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised.
When the senator made his way to the Capitol building last week to challenge the outcome of the presidential election, Hawley passed by a group of Trump supporters. He raised a defiant fist. The crowd cheered. Hours later, pro-Trump extremists breached the U.S. Capitol while Hawley and other lawmakers took cover. Ultimately, five people died. The backlash against the senator was sharp. His political mentor, former U.S. Senator John Danforth, now says supporting Hawley was the worst mistake of his life. One top donor told the Missouri Independent that Hawley is a political opportunist who provoked the riot. But Gene Evans, the former executive director of the state Republican Party, says Hawley remains a favorite of sorts to grassroots conservatives.
The grassroots doesn't care about donors. I mean, that's not how they make their decisions.
Evans still supports Hawley. She says Hawley was just representing his constituents. She stepped down from her party role after she got disturbing calls saying the election was stolen and demanding a military coup.
Donald Trump lost. And when you have however many people believe that he won and it was taken from him, that's a recipe for trouble.
Polls show most Republicans don't trust the 2020 election results.
In the end, Senator Hawley will be vindicated.
I applaud and commend him for his standing up.
He hasn't lost any support out here where I'm at.
That's Nola Wood, Mark Schneider, and Richard Lee, all very active in local Republican politics in Missouri. All three told KCUR they condemn the insurrection, but they don't blame Hawley for the violence, and they think the news media have stoked an unfair backlash against him. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Trump's legal team failed to prove fraud in court. But the abandonment of Hawley is real. Consider Republican State Representative Shamed Dogan in Baldwin. He's never regretted voting for someone this much.
I don't think he understands the depth of anger that's out there. I think he only listens to people who support him.
In Washington, various Democratic senators are calling for his resignation. And a Republican colleague said Hawley's objections to the Electoral College results were, quote, really dumbass. Hawley's office did not respond to a request for comment. Democratic consultant Martin Hamburger says Hawley can only play to the crowds now without much hope of passing legislation.
It's a place where you can be effective if you're the turd in the punch bowl, but only in a limited way.
This week, the 41-year-old senator went back on Fox News and complained to Tucker Carlson about the canceling of a book deal. It's his first TV interview since the riot, which wasn't discussed. Instead, to an audience of millions, he cast himself as a senator, silenced by a publishing giant.
At a time of division, we've got to rally around the things that unites us as Americans, and I think the First Amendment and free speech has got to be at the top of that list.
The First Amendment gives publishing houses the freedom not to print authors they disapprove of. Critics say a politician who's touted himself as a constitutional law specialist should know better. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.